right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, once again, E Green. What's up, my brothers?
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Still
good.
Saturday morning. Good.
Is it?
Morning. Or as we say around here, D.C., Saturday morning.
Okay.
Saturday. The day that somebody's going to be 46 and 0, but we're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
This ain't the sports joint.
No doubt. No doubt. You almost set me up because I was ready to go in, but I won't fall for that.
You won't fall for that. Nah. Huh? You won't fall for the Mayweather trap.
Mm-mm. Money.
Nah, not this morning.
Money team.
But in any case, so as you heard on the introduction, we want to honor Rest in Paradise to DJ Easy Rock.
Word.
There's probably, you talking about a record, big, influential. You break down the record. It was a huge hit, platinum. Platinum album.
Big hit.
Two platinum singles, that and Joy and Pain,
yeah.
By the way. But that is the era where it's kick and snare.
Yep.
And the sample. Shout out to the late great Lynn Collins.
Lynn Collins.
Yes, indeed.
We had that record in our hands too. I remember it. We let that shit sit there.
Oh, that one particular album.
Yeah, that Lynn Collins album.
But I do have the original.
Oh, okay.
I think I do as well, sir.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
So, then that being the case, so we certainly rest in peace. And that was, as they call, the glory years. The golden era in hip hop. So, rest in paradise to that, brother. First, I'm going to clear up a piece of business. I guess it's a retraction, if you will.
Uh-oh.
Will. I went in. Who was I going in on? Questlove?
Yeah.
I was going in on Questlove last weekend, and I dropped the name Bagari Black.
He's stuck in there somewhere. Whenever you want to blame somebody, you just bring his name up.
I know, right?
That's messed up, man.
Well, Bagari's always inciting something anyway. But that being the case, it was not Bagari Black, and I retract your name. I apologize. It was Average Bro who got at us for getting on Questlove, as well as our boy up at Simpleton, Vermont, Adam Sandsman.
Oh, he likes to call the governments.
Yo, yes. So
I got a letter from the government.
So those are the two gentlemen who usually write in wondering why I'm getting on Questlove. So not Bagari Black. So that's a full retraction.
There it is.
There you go, my brother.
No doubt. So before we get into the topics proper, we got a very nice letter from the In Deep Show, brother Big B.
What up?
So
it's good.
I'm going to give a shout out to him. I'm going to read the letter. And I actually like letters like this because this is actually gives me a chance to show what we do. And this is from Big P from the In Deep Show. As always, I enjoy your show and its content. But lately, the temperature has become everything in hip hop is garbage. And then he goes on to say, Killer sounds like straight sour grapes and is becoming increasingly harder to sift through what is valid and what is him being closed-minded.
Sour grapes make good wine, huh?
So you making sour grapes and you whining.
And I'm whining, no doubt, exactly. So he also goes on to say he has adopted some of our opposing views with his own disdain for today's rap, but he also understands that there is a place for it. And then so, of course, I read down, I'm just, you know, the highlighted portions. With 95% of your show bitching about what you don't like, it comes across as if you are an out of touch, an old dude who is out of touch and who doesn't get it. And to that, I respond, I agree. I don't get Migos. I don't get Keith Chief or Gucci. I agree with that. I know them, but I would challenge you to say, do you really get their rhymes as well?
They rhyme?
I'm just asking.
Okay.
And then again, he goes on to say that all in all, he does love the show and would like to hear more of a balance about what is hot while blasting the fuckery. And he said, I'm sure King Killer has forgotten more hip hop than I will ever know. If nothing else, continue to keep up the good work with less sour grapes. Big B. So I appreciate that. It gives me, and a letter like that gives me a chance to reset the show for any new listeners. You know, this is the Hip Hop Digest, And in resetting the show, the purpose of this show, number one, is that the Hip Hop Digest is first and foremost the opposing view. Okay? We are not anything else, but we are the opposing view.
To the Dick Ride blogs.
To Dick Ride blogs, to the majority of commercially available hip hop. In other things, we usually come off as the opposing view. That's our show. And number two, you know, the fans of our show or the people who listen usually are just classified into two groups. Number one, there are snobs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We are snobbish. We are the epitome of hip hop snobs. Okay. And the second part is just the general public. Now, the general public can come in all different kinds of flavors and different type of opinions, but if you're a snob, you're really in tune, in touch with the show.
Love it.
Now, I'm going to give you some examples of snobbery. Snobs are the type who love and respect Kumo D, but prefer the new rap language over Wild Wild West.
There you go. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We're we love and respect Kumo D, but if you ask me about Kumo D, I'm going to say the Treacherous 3 new rap language. If you ask the general public, they're going to say Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Go see much. The doctor.
Yeah.
No doubt. Snobs are the type who love and respect Busta Rhymes, but who are going to say The Heist featuring Ghostface Killah, Raekwon, and Rock Marciano. Okay, the general public is the type who is going to pick Busta Rhymes' Twerk It featuring Neo, T.I., Jeremiah, and French Montana.
Ouch. Ouch. Row, row.
You know what I mean? Snobs, you know, who honestly love and respect the corporate rapper. No question. But snobs are the no doubt, E-Color never did like the corporate, for full disclosure. But the snobs are going to pick Reasonable Doubt. The general public is going to pick
whatever he just made.
Magna Carta, Holy Grail.
Holy Grail. Ain't that Timberlake? I mean, Timberlake.
Both of them.
You know what I mean? So you have to remember that is exactly what the Hip Hop Digest is. You know what I mean? That's exactly what it is. You know.
May I add, sir?
Go ahead.
We also try to do the thing where, you know, even though we may talk about something in a negative light, we just don't, you know, keep it 100 on that. We also present what we're talking about, whether it's the end of the show, whether it's a tidbit that we might come across and, you know, bring some light to something else that's not in the mainstream. You know what I'm saying? So that's our job.
Right.
That's what we do. We don't just berate people for the sake of berating it. That's not the kind of show that we ever envisioned us doing. What we try to do.
There's been plenty of times on this show where we'll throw a nigga under the bus this week and praise him next week.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly. And too, I have to say, I gotta admit, I don't know if the show, certainly we do bitch about what we don't like. I agree with that part.
Damn.
But
Chief Keith or Keith Chief, whatever you call it.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But the point, the amount of giggling and laughter that goes on in the show, I wouldn't really say that we are angry. You know what I mean? There's stuff exists out there. There's nothing we're going to do about that, this generation's choice of what they like. But yeah. I can get on it and laugh at the same time in comparison to what is the great work, the great art that is really out there and gets no love, gets no shine.
Yeah.
But along with other examples, the best thing that I want to give you, this is my boy. If you go out and you look for Torre's Admission of Guilt, it was a mixtape that he put out last year, and he has a record on there called Limitless. That totally explains, I think, not our point of view, but so much a point of view from the artist's perspective. And Torre goes, he's got a line in there that is, this is not Torre, but this is Torre paraphrasing a fan. I don't fuck with Jay-Z, don't listen to Drake. Only real hip hop, the others is fake. I would be saying to myself, is that what you think? Man, them niggas is getting cake and I'm trying to get a plate. And so what he's talking about is somebody maybe like us. Oh yeah, we don't listen to Drake. We don't fuck with Jay. Torre, that's my man. Okay? We're fans of Torre. But Torre is saying, nigga, I'm trying to get some money out here. So again,
I'm trying to get money without selling my ass.
Well, And maybe
it's tough.
But you need to listen to the whole record, because even Torre is saying, hey, I might have to sell my ass a little bit to get some bread. Okay? And that's okay. But we'll be the type to pick Torre's old recordings over anything that may blow. And he's got a record out there with, you know, 2 Chainz.
But if you Jada Kiss, we still gonna get you.
Oh, no doubt.
We still gonna get you.
We still love Jada.
No doubt.
Right. But we don't like the new Jada.
No doubt. And my also, one more example is the best illustrate that this doesn't even happen. It happens a lot, I believe, in hip-hop and rap-related topics. But the Ken Burns jazz documentary, which is revolutionary for me because it shows that this doesn't happen in a vacuum.
Right.
They talk about Louis Armstrong's genius in the early episodes. By the time you get to the mid to three quarters in the episodes where you have the Miles Davis generation come in, they're looking at Louis Armstrong as a sold out buffoon.
Damn.
Now, don't get me wrong. Louis Armstrong, even though everything that he done and went through is responsible for why Miles Davis and Coltrane and them are blowing.
Right.
But they look at his shtick and what he's doing now, because by now Louis Armstrong isn't blowing the horn hard. You know, he isn't playing out his mind. He's singing. Mm-hmm. He's tap dancing. He's doing a lot of other things that is making him a lot of money, but didn't make him great.
Wow.
And that's the antithesis of the Hip Hop Digest show.
And I think, sir, we can move on now.
Let's get in. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is the Georgia governor signs a law to begin drug testing select welfare recipients.
There's going to be a lot of white people getting tested, B.
Well, let's see. Under the new Georgia law, state employees who have a reasonable suspicion that a welfare recipient has used drugs will be getting tested. Now, the law also states that whether you're found negative or positive, you will pay for the drug test.
Dang.
Wow.
A Florida law, Florida, by the way, passed a similar bill back in 2011, but ended up costing the taxpayers more money than it saved. 2 years later, they got rid of the law, and a federal judge said that it was unconstitutional and that they couldn't do that, and it was against unreasonable searches, et cetera, et cetera. So in the great state of Georgia, I'm sure that T.I. and 2 Chainz and Gucci Mane have alerted their audience to this law and how it may affect them.
Nah, nigga, move that dope. What are you talking about?
I'm just putting that out there. You know, I'm sure that the great artists of the state of Georgia have alerted their audience on how this law could potentially affect them if they're receiving state benefits.
Nope. Them niggas probably don't know about the law.
And because they're not receiving welfare. That's not even in their scope.
Is it? Okay. There's probably going to be a number set up. Now, by the way, not only state employees, you can be turned in by the average citizen that could call in and say, I believe Miss Jones is smoking weed and you need to discontinue her welfare benefits.
I seen that nigga eyeballing my girl.
And I know he getting a welfare check.
Damn.
I'm turning him in.
Turn her ass in.
So you're saying that the MCs aren't alerting their audience?
What MC? You mean rappers? Nah. They just move that dough.
Okay, no doubt. And continuing on, next topic on Hip Hop Digest, speaking of 2 Chainz, 2 Chainz! I don't give a fuck what Funk Master Flex has to say about me.
What 2 Chainz say about that nigga?
Well, check it out. 2 Chainz is responding to Flex. Funk Master Flex was on a ESPN show who said that... let's see here. What show is he on? I don't have the show he's on. Anyway, he's on ESPN saying that that 2 Chainz had the worst freestyle in the history of his show. And so 2 Chainz got up at his next audience and says, I don't give a fuck about what Funk Master Flex has to say about this motherfucker from Atlanta. Wow. First of all, why would 2 Chainz get up there and try to freestyle on Funk Master Flex show, G?
Because Flex asked him to, and that nigga just felt like he had to. Instead of just write, going ahead and doing some written shit that he already had written down.
Carla?
I got no idea. It's like telling somebody to swim that can't swim, B.
Actually,
I don't know.
I think the crime in this is that 2 Chainz, see, he thought he was celebrity protected. I'm one of the biggest names in rap, and I'm going to get on Funk Flex and do whatever I do. It's still going to come off as golden. Now, this is rare, and the reason why I pulled this topic up, because it's rare that you have a media personality as big as Flex dissing another pretty big media personality. I mean, that's pretty rare. Usually, guys is getting pats on the back. So Flex must got a lot of juice up at Hot 97.
Once a year, though, isn't it?
I think 2 Chainz, maybe his 15 minutes might be down to the last 30 seconds. Yes, that clock.
You kicking it like that? You putting a clock on him?
I think that nigga's 15 seconds is not done.
Man,
that's incredible.
That's why he's dissing him now.
Wow.
Once you tag lane, the games follow the leader.
Shit, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I think this is pronounced Kolley, K-O-L-L-E-Y.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Look at that paper. Is that how you pronounce that? That's one thing. You get me on the show, I can't read, and I'm slightly dyslexic.
Where we at, B?
Second topic.
Second topic? Second. Shit, yeah, it looks like Kolley.
Okay,
K-O-L-L-E-Y.
Yes, okay. I just wanted to get that right. Kolley responds to DJ Khaled allegedly biting his album cover art. So this is a young Mississippi MC. I'm sure your son may know about him.
He may.
So you might want to ask Adonis.
I will ask him.
Has a young Mississippi MC where he's on the cover and he has a gold chain in his mouth where he's biting it. Okay. That mixtape, I was funny because I had seen that mixtape, you know, a couple of weeks prior. I didn't think anything about it. Didn't really listen to it. Whatever. I just seen it. And then you got your boy, DJ Khaled, who's a biter anyway, with the same type of cover with the chain through his mouth, and he's biting it on his new album.
Well, he's only doing what he does. He's a biter.
Right, he is a biter. It's no question about that. Your boy Kolley goes on to say that he salutes all his fans back home that are giving him support. He got thirsty-ass lawyers. And he says that true, that he doesn't own a pose and won't be the first nigga to bite his pose, but subliminal shots he will not be defined by, and so look out for more. Meaning that, so he's not going to be doing the usual generational subliminal shots. When he says something about DJ Khaled, you're going to know it.
He's going to say his name.
You're going to say his name. And so the young Mississippi MC, I don't know if he's nice. I'm just saying it's funny how some things in this generation come to up through. Biting is not something that this generation usually concerns themselves with.
And in all due respect, it's a fucking pose on the album cover, B. It's not like, I mean, if he were doing the exact same thing,
B,
like same background and same every fucking thing.
I got
thing,
you. I understand that.
But to say that, I mean, if you go back and look at every fucking album cover on Dat Piff or whatever, it's probably somebody else biting on a chain.
I mean, maybe, but I'm saying is that this generation, the key thing is that this generation who doesn't concern themselves with, that's our generation.
And you know what? And I'm going to tell you, I'm saying to myself inside right now, it probably ain't got shit to do with biting. And no disrespect to the cat, because I don't know what he sound like either, but it's an opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh yeah.
You can color it as biting, but it's an opportunity. Like, oh, Khaled is rich and famous.
I got you.
Let me say, or let me just put it out there.
So in the old hip hop tradition, like last week when I was saying, why don't the generation challenge Drake? So he's seeing it. Oh, okay. Now I got a platform to kind of maybe jump off on somebody's ass and get my name known.
Right. See, because biting is, you steal my rhymes. You know what I'm saying? You steal my steez in a hole, not a fucking picture.
I don't know. I remember that line, N.W.A. Bart picked up your record because you thought it was us. How niggas would have that N.W.A. with the Lokes and khaki.
Yeah, but
shits.
Ice Cube was part of that shit. That's what we're talking about, right?
Well, I don't know if it was Ice Cube or any other the million of cats who, once N.W.A. was big, showed up on album covers with a black hat, Lokes, khakis. You know,
but
even Hammered
that
did
was
it.
Cali. Well, Hammered. Come on, I ain't got nothing for that. there was a whole, there was a million Public Enemies.
That's true. I get, grant you that, no doubt.
So that's like a game where they where did they have a Chuck D, a Flea with a big ass clock, or were they talking Black Empowerment? There's a difference.
There's a difference. I got you. You're very astute, my man.
I just see
very astute.
I mean, I'm not hating on Kali, whatever. I'm just saying, to me, right here, it just seemed like an opportunity versus, yo, he really bit my style and, you know, this, that, and the other.
No doubt. No
would,
doubt.
Would he have done it if it was Bobito? Or not Bobito. Or just rapper John.
Right, exactly. Just some low-class nut right. trying to bite. I got you.
Would
I
the opportunity
it.
Be there?
All right. Yep, E-Color yep. with the clarification.
Yep.
Your boy Big B. Your boy Big B wants to also know, you know, what's good, what's hot. And I got a Nas and Cookin' Soul, the Soulmatic mixtape. That's a nice little 20 minutes of good music right there. Not too much. If you just kind of want to know what's hot, that's what's hot. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Young Wants Money.
Young Wants Money.
Young.
Yeah, Young Wants Money. The teen rap group We the Future, or We Three the Future, is suing Lil Wayne for non-payment. Lil Wayne, Young Money, Cash Money Records have a long history of not paying artists. But this is the first time that a artist group, meaning We the Future, has filed a lawsuit against Young Money Entertainment for non-payment. According to the suit, Young Money has forked over the budget for recording but have not compensated the bulk of the alleged $600,000 advance.
Well, they got to finish paying Uncle Sam first, then they can pay you.
Hey, I guess it's funny. I looked at a video of this young rap group. And has anyone ever seen the movie that Robert Townsend did, Hollywood Shuffle?
Yes, indeed.
Where you had white producers telling black actors how to act black?
Yeah, man.
It's a funny scene. They're on stage practicing, and they have two coaches on, you know, and this one girl comes up, and she's like teaching them how to, number one, grab the mic. You know, hunch your shoulders a little bit and look really aggressive, wow. Like you serious while you rhyming. I'm like, this young lady really must have grew up watching a lot of LL Cool J, you know, a lot of videos with the aggressive MC, because she's now teaching it to this young rap group.
You can't teach that.
I thought it was hilarious, son. I was like, wow, not only are they suing, you know, the parent label for $600,000, but they got coaches coaching them how to look serious and present on the mic like a rapper. Two coaches, by the way.
Not
the
one, but two.
Yeah, the one coach was really like a vocal coach. The young lady seemed like she was teaching swag, if you will. That here's how you grab the mic, you know, then you gotta lean in and show them like you're serious. She's teaching swag. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wanna know what's wrong with the culture, they're manufacturing it for you and presenting it to you as authentic.
I believe that children are the future.
And I am an angry old man who doesn't get it.
He got at you a little bit, huh? He did. Your feelings a little bit, son. I hear you over there, B.
No, not my feelings. I'm just saying I like to explain. I mean, because like you said, we were going in on cats last week.
And we always will.
Yeah, we were going in. So I just kind of wanted to clarify a little bit. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, where are we at here? Drake says Meek Mill is responsible for one of the best moments of our generation.
Who is?
Meek Mill.
Church.
I like Meek Mill, but one of the best?
One of the best. And he said Drake the best said situation though. Was is that his Dreams and Nightmare intros is one of the best performances of our generation. And I went and I looked at the intro. He has a video for it or whatever. You know what? If Drake is saying that's one of the best performances of their generation, I feel pretty good about my opinion. Not that the performance on the video or even the video is bad, but I mean, there's nothing revolutionary about it. I mean, I did hear a line where he was like, when niggas saw me in the Phantom or niggas saw me in a Bentley or something, they thought it was rented, but I actually bought it. That type of shit. I mean, it's not exactly revolutionary, but But I think what Drake was talking about was the orchestration, the melodic music, and everything kind of cohesive, really represents their generation.
Did 40 produce it?
I don't know who produced it.
He's praising the hell out of that.
Yeah, he really is.
So I'm asking, are we giving Drake credit for being a culture vulture now? Like, he just knows about the hip-hop culture. He's the one that's going to say what's good or bad?
Well, no, I think that...
I'll give him this. He's saying for his generation. So I'll give him that. If he thinks that's one of the best for his generation, okay. That's your opinion.
Well, he might need to widen his range then, because there's a lot of more.
Well, I mean, he can't widen his range beyond his commercial friends. I mean, he's certainly not looking elsewhere.
Add another label onto it then, the best commercial rap performance or whatever then.
Right. And you got to remember, your boy Big B said that there is a place for commercial rap.
And there is.
There is.
We've always said there's a big ass plate.
There's a,
you know what I'm saying? But
without them commercial niggas, there wouldn't be any. The money funnels downhill. Comes from there and goes down. So the more popular they are, at least a couple motherfuckers may decide that they don't like that popular rap. Maybe I can go into the underground. I like this stuff down here better.
The key word again is balance. There's a place for Kwame rocking polka dot shirts at the same time the Public Enemy's doing what they do. You know what I'm saying?
African medallions.
We just don't have that balance now. It's fucking 75% of the plate is filled with commercial music. That's all I'm saying.
No doubt.
I'd have to say 75. I don't know.
I think it depends on what you're putting on your plate, B. Yeah.
No, but you don't get to make your plate for these kids.
Yeah, you're right. These kids don't make their own plate, so.
No, these niggas, they go into the buffet, but they can't put nothing on their plate. It's like being at the lunch line. You just got the fucking, got the net hats on and everything. Keep it moving.
Ebro.
Take that scoop.
Wow. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Matt Fingers is proving that an unpaid internship can be more than just slave labor for record companies. For those of you who don't know who Matt Fingers ran one of my most favorite underground labels, and that is Guess Wild Records. And Guess Wild Records just has a litany of who's who that recorded on there. Mos Def used to record for that. My man FT used to record for that. Foul Monch. I mean, just Gus Wild is just one of those labels that is crazy. But they were interviewing him, and the particular thing that I found interesting is that they asked him, if you could A&R a new version of the symphony, who would you put up? And so he broke it down into two. The commercial, it's funny you're talking about balance. He broke one down into commercial, and then he broke one down into underground. And he said that his commercial symphony would consist of, you know, obviously if they were still living, would be Biggie, Big Pun, Nas, and Jay-Z. That would be his commercial symphony, you know. So, and his underground symphony would be Foul Monch, Black Thought, Mos Def, and Busta Rhymes.
I'd be listening to that one.
I think the commercial one would. I mean,
the commercial
you gotta remember,
wouldn't be bad either.
I don't think the commercial one would be bad either.
I don't think it would, but I might miss a verse or two or that joint.
I know you don't like the corporate, certainly.
I would definitely be on that second one, seeing so, Black Thought.
Yeah,
kidding me?
No doubt. If you reach up there, right there on that second shelf, right there, over between those two red records. Uh-huh. Okay, and pull that one, not the red one, but the right next to it. Yeah, not
having,
that one.
We're having a live break in the show. Yes.
Nah, the other way, the yellow writing.
Oh, damn,
that's the Gus Wild. I just want you to pull out the Gus Wild situation,
there it is, right there,
the bottom line. Who's on that record?
Let's see. We've got.
I know Mike Zoot's on that record.
Street Smarts, Large Pro.
Right.
Mike Zoot.
Yeah, this is the type of thing Gus Wild used to do. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But I just wanted to pull that out. Gus Wild, I love that label, yo. It's crazy.
FT out there.
That's my man.
FT in a minute. Fuck that.
No doubt. So, I don't know. Let's put that out there. You might want to Twitter that one.
Okay.
If you were A&R in a new version of the symphony, who would you put the four MCs? Again, I reiterate, he said the commercial version would be Biggie, Pun, Nas, and Jay-Z. The underground version would be Foul Monch, Black Thought, Mos Def, and Busta Rhymes. Interesting.
So you didn't get a Drake, a Lil Wayne?
Nah.
None of them?
Nicki, but,
none of them.
But it's funny because, you know, like I always said, one of the things when we talked about Kumo D earlier, I was like, I always wonder if Drake, Lil Wayne, and Rick Ross could cover the new rap language from the Treacherous Three. Could they actually do that record? I don't think they could, but that's just my opinion. I'm just the angry old man who don't get it.
Oh, boy. It's going to take a week.
Yeah, let it go, son. Woosa.
Marinate on it. Woosa. Just going to marinate on it for a little bit.
Think I better let it go.
Teddy Pendergrass?
Yeah, B.
Oh, shit. Yo, next stop, go to Hip Hop Digest is part two of Questlove's How Hip Hop Failed Black America. Now, last week, I got people all upset because I got on Questlove. This week, I'm actually not getting on him as much as I did last week because I thought last week, Questlove is trying to this triangulation shit that most commercial people do. Now, B, I love Questlove. I love The Roots. I have their entire discography
right here beside me.
And I will purchase the next record. No question about that.
For a second there, you know what you sounded like?
What I sound like?
I'm not a racist. I got black friends. <There you go. laughs> I love Questlove. I even got the whole discography.
No doubt.
Managing.
But anyway, so this is part two where he basically, he starts out part two by saying that Questlove himself, he argued with people that think hip hop is bling, you know, cars, jewels, private jets. And they think of success of it from its fruits, and they triumphant the figures who are picking the fruits. Basically, what he's saying, Questlove himself says, I'm arguing with people. People think all rap music is bling, money, jets, show off, that type of shit.
Show off.
Yeah, exactly. But he said hip hop is more than that. But part two is actually the is better than part one, because what he does is now he talks about consumerism. He talks about Run DMC, a level of consumerism, talking about My Adidas and how My Adidas was consumerism. You too could be like Run DMC and go get yourself a pair of Adidas. Right. And then he does a very careful sort of up through the history of the increasing wealth and the increasingly exclusivity of hip hop. And he ends with the corporate rapper, where the corporate rapper doesn't want you in his club, doesn't want to be a part of a club that you can be in. And instead of people revolting, his audience loves it.
Isn't that something?
And it really, Questlove does an excellent job. There's no, I'm not getting on Questlove this week. I'm praising him for doing an excellent job and showing how down through history, how the rhetoric has been ratcheted up to where it's, at Run DMC, yeah, you could go out and get yourself an Adidas tracksuit, Adidas shell toes, you know, all the way up. And even, hell, if you had enough money, you know, in the mid-80s, early 90s, you could drive a Benz to put rims on it and drive, be a Big Willie if you had to.
Right. BMW, you know what I'm saying? Back then, actually.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You could do that. You know what I'm saying? But now, everything is so big. Every Diddy, you know, the line, you know, don't worry if I write rhymes. I write checks. Mm. That means don't look at the man behind the curtain.
Don't worry about that nigga.
Don't worry about that nigga back there. You know what I'm saying? You worry about me because I'm writing the checks.
I'm the man you need to be
There's
worried
no
about.
There's no place like home.
Exactly.
There's no place like home.
You can hear clicking his heels and shit.
So, get me away from that shit.
You know what I'm saying? E Color, what do you think? I mean, I want you to really comment on today's aspect of Jay really dissing his audience. You know, nigga, I'm so exclusive, nigga. I don't even want you to be involved with my shit.
Stockholm.
Stockholm syndrome?
Stockholm, B. Nigga. It's like people, the younger generation, I think they look past substance. You know what I'm saying? Like real things that matter and look at how much money Jay-Z has, how much fame Kanye has and all this kind of stuff, and they aspire for that. They don't aspire to be a great MC. They aspire to be a mogul like Combs. They aspire to be, you know, corporately bound like the corporate. They don't care. Them dudes, I mean, they're not even really rapping. And yes, they are, you know, talking down.
Right.
But it's no different than to see young ladies listen to some of these songs that these guys make. Right. There's no difference. I just like the music.
Right, but when they call them all kinds of bitches.
Yeah, they don't hear that.
I got you.
You can't see my eyes raised, but they can't hear that.
So I want you to comment on the consumerism as far as Run DMC. I guess if you had enough money, you could go get a gold chain or at least a fake one, Adidas, that type of thing. Did you have more connection to the artists when you were doing that? Or
back then, you felt like you could be that artist more than now. Even though nowadays niggas feel like they can really be these niggas when you don't have a shot in hell of being Jay-Z.
Right.
Or Puff or any of them.
Right.
Because that level that they're on, you'll never see that for the most part.
Right.
When at level back then with Run DMC, you felt like, oh yeah, I could beat them because they actually dressed the way we dressed in the streets. We could be just like them. But to your point where you were saying about talking down, niggas, I've always been tripping on people that love these artists, and they talking about you, nigga.
Right. Right.
They are talking about you, how broke you are, and how much money they got, and nigga, I'll never be you. I can't be you, nigga. I can't be punching that clock, motherfucker. Mm. And you still loving them and thinking they're the greatest thing on earth.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. So shout out to Questlove part 2, and this is part 2 of a 6-part series that he's going to continue to write, and we'll cover each of those parts of that series. This one was way better than the first one, when I thought he was trying to triangulate, trying to somehow fit these niggas in, where to me, I don't think they don't want to fit in. They don't want to be, you know, considered. And if they do, they just want the label, but they don't care about the culture of hip hop itself.
No. And that's another thing we're here to represent.
No doubt. All day. Shout out to George J, who said his boy J Live just dropped a new joint. I'm not going to steal anybody's thunder, but I'm just dropping just a couple of joints. Track 2, 8 minutes, and the Money Matters. Well, this nigga is in the video rhyming in a laundromat.
Wow.
That is so thorough to me. That drives it to the level of when Chuck D and Public Enemy on that Harder Than You Think is riding around in a U-Haul truck.
Yeah.
Man, I love that. I know it's not bling. I know there's a place for private jets and Maybachs, but I digress.
They're touchable.
Exactly. So, Kerr G, are you ready? You got the albums of the week?
Actually, can I give the Angry Intern report?
The Angry Intern report. Go in.
Yes. So, as I said here, weekly we get a bunch of people submitting records. Most of them, I bet they don't even know who we are.
Right.
You know what? That's fine. Just send it on in. But let's see. We have a person here. I don't know how to spell or say your name. It's E-S-E-M-E. Esme?
Okay.
I don't know, but he sent in a music submission, and I'm trying to find the name of it. My name is Esh, and he's from Toronto, and he's got this joint called Feud for Thought.
Know.
And Diff, the Angry Intern, listened to it, and he said, the single For the Loot didn't move me too much, but it does fit the show's format as far as music is concerned. The track wasn't nice on the ears, but there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and it shined bright as hell. The Feud for Thought album, which was an older release, is classic shish, as Diff says.
Ah.
This is a must-have, period. No liquor runs on this one. And what he's talking about liquor runs, he's talking about the intern gets sent for liquor.
Okay.
And then we have, I'm only going to do like 2 a week. Let's see here. Phase 1. This joint called Remember Me, featuring Rhea, or R-I-A. Diff said, honestly, I'm not even watching the video because I don't care for videos ever since Rap City. I just listen to the music. The song isn't too bad. Feeling the sample a lot, though. It's a little thugged out, but I don't hate it.
Indeed.
There it is.
Diff the Angry Intern. It looks like he basically done took my topic, and now he's getting shined for it.
No, sir. No, sir. Let me explain.
Okay.
That shit you was doing.
You was going off the commercial
brand. Yeah, you was throwing. I mean, you was bringing throwbacks. You know what I'm saying? Throw that shit back in the water. We don't want to catch that shit.
It's too too small.
Exactly. Get that shit out of here. Can't nobody eat that. But what Diff is doing is getting some and not all, because I even promised Diff I wouldn't send him some of the shit.
No doubt.
But he's taking the shit that people are sending to us.
That's what's up.
2 Chainz and them ain't sending us shit.
No doubt. No doubt. Actually, but I do like that. Diff's my man. Diff, the angry intern.
There it is.
Kerr G. Ain't no money in this, sir.
No, sir.
Interning.
Kerr G, you got the albums of the week?
Yes, sir, I do. This week we got Tywan Davis, Walking Anonymous. And we got Blueprint, Respect the Architect, and the instrumental joint is Clem Beats, Visions.
Okay.
And the Walking Anonymous by Tywan Davis also has instrumentals on that too.
Oh, indeed. No doubt. You know how we do it.
There it is.
We get you and then we get you gone. See ya.
Peace.
One.
The deepness, a stranger to weakness, who was angered by bleakness and the treatments of those with no angle or features. I love her cause we from the same strain of uniqueness in this damn nation. Child stricken with polio on a plantation, who had to leave home, the man plus the clan chasing. Said I just wanna be a first class.
class citizen, a proud lady with a loud mouth like Sam Kinison. Down south, using a voice to voice the people to vote. Now we're using our choice to voice evil. Remote and secluded in small town America, all brown, you mauled by dog hounds. They scared of ya.
Got
in
a
the
long ways to go. We travel long roads, gotta have pain to grow. And yo, that's how the song goes. Be brave and glow. A history of victory, and it pays to know. Yo, who we talking about?
God woke me up at 1 a.m., how lovely. And then he sent me on a journey of discovery of a motherly figure from another who was brotherly. What I found left me utterly speechless, indeed, yeah. The way she put it down, I'ma call her Lady Hammer. She from the sip, but not critter, even David Banner. I'm learning, can't walk around her in a lazy manner. Cause everybody days is numbered like a daily planner. Terrorized and sterilized cause her shade was tanner. The way I feel inside, nothing I can say in grammar. Remind me of my grandmother when I seen a picture. A life full of meaning made me want to read the scripture. I hope that many blessings fall and shower your essence. Powerful when the presidents acknowledge your presence. Was catching beatings in a county jail while the police yell these Cretans won't amount to well. And in the cell while she sat trapped wearing chains and fetters. De La Beckworth had assassinated Becca Evers. Due to seal, she was true and real. Used to move with zeal. Yo, let's rally the troops, we got suits to fill.
Got a long ways to go. We travel long roads, gotta have pain to grow. And yo, that's how the song goes, be brave and glow. A history of victory, and it pays to know. Yo, who we talking about?
God woke me up at 1 a.m., how lovely. And then he sent me on a journey of discovery of a motherly figure from another who was brotherly. What I found left me utterly speechless, the deepness.
Campus, 20 school kids gunned down in Sandy Hook. A black teenager is murdered over skin color. It feel like the chaos is everywhere you look. 30 Afghans killed at a family wedding. 60 Iraqi killed trying to vote. A woman gets gang raped out in India. 5 kids' lives get ended by a drone. I don't care if you're living in a high rise. You're no different from a man in a hut. Every single life is sacred in God's eyes. You ain't worth more cause you got more stuff. I don't care what the color of your skin is. I don't care about your fortune or fame. I just want for us to have more perspective and understanding everybody's pain is the same. Perspective. Bird's eye view. It's beautiful up here. Understanding and empathy for all others. Appreciation as a half for the have-nots. Recognizing people's worth is decided by the content of the character and not what they got. I get upset cause it seems so hard for us. When we lie to ourselves, we sound so crazy. We tell ourselves that they don't work as hard as us. They could be like us if they just weren't lazy. I think it's just an excuse that allows us to treat them as less human. Cause once we begin to take it as the truth, it justifies all the evil things that we do to them. Some people work hard and barely scrape by. Others work hard and end up rich. It doesn't mean you shouldn't celebrate success, but understand the systematic hurdles that exist. Perspective. Bird's eye view. Beautiful up here. Might shed a tear. A man with no shoes stands on a corner, sad about his circumstance and being on the street. Then realized that it wasn't that bad when he was joined by another man that had no feet. A woman makes a post on Facebook about how she and her brother got beef. Unaware, it was read by a friend of hers whose own brother passed away just last week. Boston gets hit by a dirty bomb. 100 people injured, 3 people died. Rare for us, but for many that's the norm. The daily threat of an attack is part of their lives. I ain't saying what we feel ain't real, but understand just what it means to be privileged. That's when you ignore the circumstances of those less fortunate than you that you don't have to live in. Perspective. Bird's eye view. It's beautiful up here. Might shed a tear.
Still keeping it spicy, baby. Jungle, and I'm a whole different animal. Most endangered species, nah nigga compatible. Humans try to reach these, depends what their hands like. Sewer rats want mean cheese, call me Splinter Vanderite. Slick Rick, quick pick, playing strategic. Flip a lick, dip sick, land until I read it. Problems are small and made to be solved, that's true glory. When I'm involved, it's all big business, true story. The spiffy angles with shrewd fellas to shine with me. Strictly Kangles, new eras in 5950s. Killing with the linen, rocking the matching fedora. Chilling the Yemen, swimming with dolphins and Bora Bora. Good food for your sexual appetite. Ma, here's a hood groove, blessing just for acting right. Lapping up your kitty pop, tapping with my strong arm. Poppy had a ditty bop, long before Sean John. Forever spicy like jalapenos in Texas Pete. Never been like me to dumb it down, going extra sweet. I'm straight funk like Lava D Apollo. Earthquake to Trump, making you ride that Volvo. Shaking your shoulders, shaking through the city. Mommy shaking with a girlfriend, shaking a little titty. Hands up cool, respectfully nasty pose. And stand up, do you be blessed. Take your half me, your ex will stay next. Keeping it wavy, wavy. You know every time I come through, it's crazy. Didn't want to do it to them, but they made me. Wavy, wavy.
Feeling good, looking good, staying good. Take it out. You ever got bathed in Brazil by 2 bad bitches that'll make time still? The opportunity hawker, you stuck on the pavement. You take the road to slavery, your name is no imprint. Shit, I didn't envy. Know how to find an angle though, let a dollar dangle. No spectacular, more lives than Dracula. Ad shows, you get exposed. Keep all your ex-holes, Jesus won't roll stone away. Come to my going away, I'm back on the bird to a land you never heard. Where's your passport? Land dweller, hand-to-hand seller, not to God. Ride the wave if you down with this hawk. We hitting blog, need a blog, frequent flyer. South of France in the summertime is fire. You party off the flyer, same old lanes. Broad God games, foreign box in the croissant. In Euro, the God is in Duro. Wavy, wavy. You know every time I come through it's crazy. Didn't want to do it to them, but they made me. Wavy. Formally, y'all. No formally, y'all. I just travel, yo. Keep myself right, mentally, physically. Oh, you know what it is. I'm all over. Gas man, man, I'm all over. Passport is stamped. Let them know, bro.
Life at any price, keep my pockets right. After police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. After police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. I'm launching rockets and scuds and Crockett and Tubbs. Anti, full of more rough than a Mai Tai. And despite high school and I be high, refusing to listen to what the PTA say. F a
4.0 GPA, I got a 5.0 GTA hitting the chop shop with an ETA at 3 o'clock. So shake the spot like Luke and them girls with the Daisy Dukes. Cause life's a beach and I'll forever be wearing my bathing suit. Met this Colombian mommy, said her daddy trapped a cabbie with government permission. No DEA intervention, filthy rich and did lines for recreation. Snorting coca, but Pinochet's broke. Cause I don't know the next OG the locust. You still can't teach me or reach me with history when the story is here and who gets to be the future. Pablo Escobar don't need a diploma. Minimum wage, the rest, I'm living well like Jones.
Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice.
Walk these streets with more heat than Alonzo Mourning. Now how many toasters can these smokers keep pouring? My school days was like pork in class doing the butter in the hallway ditching. Teachers pet snitching, but ain't no Miami bass like the triple beam, so fool please, I move MCs like OGs. I want more cheese than crap ravioli. Got love like Chachi and Joni, microphone Michael Corleone. Only the homies really know me, but everybody wanna dip in my mix or flip.
What part of the game is this?
Keeping COINTELPRO, sticking it to brothers like Velcro. Fighting felony convictions are closer shaved than the Relco. Well, those they elusive, I'm still efficient.
Why?
Cause I'm on a roll like toilet tissue. Ride up, anything less would be uncivilized. At any price, price, Miami life, life, yeah.
Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice.
Except no substitute. And I'ma make it known to specialists like Stallone and Sharon Stone, watching your spot get blown. You don't even understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Senator Bob Dole
and see Dolores Tucker. What the world needs is less free cheese, more white collar JOBs. These ghetto MPs stretching fools on the block for crack rock. But powder power brokers is getting over like unprotected sex with Oprah. Float like a tournament of roses parade. Sting like a beat, but of course I put my foot so deep in your ass, the water in my knee will quench your thirst. I got juice freshly squeezed. Words 100% Bombay, made for more concentration than Minute Maid. Renegade, Rob, Rob, Ruckus, nonfiction. Me and my can slipping Mickeys and putting hickeys on your chest. I never been seen like the Loch Ness Monster. And now a word from our sponsor.
Yeah.
Now we hear from our spot.
Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life at any price, keep my pockets right. F the police, Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life ain't nothing nice. Miami life. The pole lights.